Okay, so you're right at that point, thinking about, really diving into SEO. You've sent over some good stuff, and what really jumps out is needing to think bigger than just the tech side of it. So our mission here really is to pinpoint those essential questions you've got to ask before you start anything. We're trying to give you that kind of understanding of what really counts so it actually works, not just doing SEO because everyone else is.
Exactly right. And those sources, especially that Double Dumb one, they give a pretty good framework. Our job isn't just to repeat it, though.
Right.
It's more about digging into what those questions mean for you. Like, are you actually ready? It's about giving you the tools to check your own situation and any potential SEO partners properly, right from the get-go.
Okay, let's dive in then. The very first question Double Dome flags up: how will SEO actually fit into your bigger marketing picture? Seems kind of basic, maybe.
Yeah, but you'd be surprised.
But I guess lots of businesses maybe treat it like it's off in its own little world.
It's a really, really common mistake. They see it as just this like technical task, completely separate from the main marketing goals. And, think about what gets missed there. If your SEO isn't lined up with, say, a new product you're launching, or maybe a big seasonal sale, you're just not getting that combined power. Like, imagine a company rolling out some new eco-friendly stuff. If the SEO work hasn't already started focusing on those keywords, that content, before the launch,
You missed the boat.
you miss that first wave completely. It's got to be like woven in, not just tacked on at the end.
That makes total sense. So it's not just about traffic volume, it's about getting the right people at the right moment to actually help with what you're trying to achieve.
Precisely.
Like, are you trying to get leads or sell more stuff online or just build up the brand name? Those answers kind of dictate the whole SEO approach, right?
Exactly. And that flows straight into question number two: what's the best timing?
Yeah.
It's not just, okay, let's start SEO today.
Yeah.
There's a real strategic element to when you actually push the button or ramp things up.
Yeah, this one hit home for me because the article had that really practical point about like business seasons. If things are slow, maybe that's the time to really push hard on SEO so you're all set when business picks up again.
Absolutely. Think about maybe a hotel or a travel company
Okay.
doing a big SEO push in their quiet season, lets them build up steam, get visible. So when people start planning trips, bam, they're right there.
Right, instead of scrambling during the busy time.
Exactly. Trying to rework your SEO when you're already flat out, that just stretches everyone thin. And the really big warning sign the article mentions: launching a totally new website while you're in the middle of an SEO campaign.
Ooh, yeah. Why is that so bad? You'd think a new, better site would be good for SEO.
Well, yes, eventually. But in the short term, it can be a killer.
Really?
Yeah, because when you launch a new site, everything changes underneath, right? The URLs are different, the sitemap's new, maybe the content's moved around.
What?
So all that history, all the indexing Google's done, maybe even links pointing to specific old pages, poof, you can get totally messed up. Google has to basically start over, figure out your new site.
It's like moving shop and not telling anyone your new address.
That's a perfect analogy. Yeah. You lose all that built-up recognition, that authority.
Okay, so timing is key, and watch out for those big site changes. Which brings us to number three. Is your web developer reliable? Why is that so critical for SEO?
Well, it just points to how SEO actually works day to day. It's not a one-and-done project.
Right.
Like the article says, it needs fluidity. There are always things to tweak, technical bits to fix, maybe urgent changes based on, data or Google doing something different.
And we're not always talking huge overhauls, are we? Sometimes it's just like changing a bit of code or adding a tracking tag, stuff that needs doing fast.
Exactly that. If you spot some tech issue stopping Google from crawling your site properly, or you need a new tracking code put in now to see how things are working, delays are bad news.
You lose ground.
You lose ground. So having a web developer who's responsive, whether they're yours or part of the SEO agency, it's just crucial. They're the ones who actually do those technical bits quickly.
So think about timing, avoid site launches midstream, make sure you've got tech backup sorted. Then question four moves to something Google never shuts up about. Are you ready to create content? Sounds like
Yeah,
you just can't skip this anymore.
it's pretty much non-negotiable. What Google keeps hammering home is the need for valuable, relevant stuff for users. The article nails it. Just having a website isn't enough. You need to give people answers, solve their problems, keep them interested. That builds trust, both with people and with search engines.
And the article mentioned needing potentially a hefty amount of content up front, plus that ongoing regular content like blogging. That sounds like a lot for some businesses anyway.
Oh, it definitely can be a lot of work. And that's why you need to be realistic about what you can actually do.
Right.
The article gives some good options, though. Maybe hire professional copywriters who get SEO, or see if the SEO company offers content creation.
Okay.
But the main thing is, good content isn't just like a bonus. It's the actual fuel for getting found in searches.
Mm-hmm.
Without it, even the smartest technical SEO plan is probably going to stall.
Right. The engine needs fuel. Yeah. Got it. So be ready to invest in content one way or another. Okay, now, the big one. What everyone really wants, return on investment. Question 5.
Yes. And this is where you need to push past the fuzzy promises and ask for, well, actual answers. If an SEO company can't really explain how they track success, or if they kind of dodge talking about potential ROI, that should set off alarm bells.
That's him.
Yeah, red flag territory.
What you really need to know is what they're actually measuring. Is it just vanity stuff, like where you rank for some keyword? Or are they looking at things that matter more, like actual organic traffic, leads coming in, and, you know, sales?
And the article suggests getting a second opinion if you're not getting straight answers, which makes sense. It's your money. Absolutely. You've got to see the link between what they're doing and what's happening in your business. What are their targets? What reports will you get? How are they going to show you the value?
Right.
You need that honest chat about expectations and how they calculate ROI before you sign anything.
Okay. So clarity on ROI is crucial. Then question 6 kind of shifts gears to the relationship itself. Are they a partner or just someone you're hiring to do a task, a vendor?
And that difference is huge. The article points out that really good SEO, it's almost never just a simple transaction.
Mm-hmm.
If you treat the SEO company like you're just giving orders, or if you hold back important info about your business goals or what else you're doing marketing-wise, you're basically tying their hands.
Yeah, it's like that analogy you used earlier, going to the doctor but only telling them half your symptoms.
Exactly. Or asking someone to build you a house but not telling them how many rooms you need. A real partnership means talking openly, agreeing on the goals, and letting the SEO experts use their skills with the full picture. They need to get your audience, your competition, what makes you special, all that stuff to build the right plan.
Makes total sense. It's got to be teamwork, bringing different strengths together.
Yeah.
Okay, finally, question 7, the one everyone asks, how long does SEO actually take before you see results?
Yeah, this one's key for managing expectations so you don't get frustrated.
Definitely.
The article's pretty clear. SEO is a long game, not a quick fix. They talk about a minimum of like 6 months to start seeing real tangible results.
6 months? Wow. They can feel like ages when you're eager to see something happen, especially now when everything feels so fast online.
It can, absolutely.
Are there usually any little signs before that, like smaller wins you might see along the way to, you know, keep you motivated?
That's a really good point, yeah. Mm-hmm. While the big jumps in rankings and traffic usually take that longer time, you might see some early signs. Well, maybe you start ranking a bit better for keywords that aren't super competitive.
Mm-hmm.
Or you see a small uptick in organic traffic in your analytics. Maybe not converting massively yet, but it's movement.
Okay.
Or even just getting better data about what people are searching for. Those little wins can definitely help show you're heading the right way. But you still got to be patient for the really significant lasting results.
Right. Temper expectations.
Exactly. And like the article warns, thinking you could start SEO in, say, October and have it massively boost your Christmas sales. Generally, not realistic.
Patience and a long view are needed then. And the article wraps up by really hitting that partnership point. Again, being involved, teamwork, talking clearly with the SEO company. It feels like choosing the right people and working with them is maybe the most important thing.
It really is. You need to feel you can ask questions, give them feedback, work like a proper team. That strong relationship built on trust and open communication, that's often the foundation for SEO that actually works and keeps working.
All right. So let's pull it all together. If you're looking at starting an SEO campaign, these 7 questions from that Double Dome piece are like your essential checklist before you leave. 1, how's SEO fitting into the whole marketing plan? Mm-hmm. 2, what's the smartest timing? 3, got a reliable web dev? 4, are you really ready for the content demands?
Yeah.
5, what's the real ROI going to look like and how will you know? 6, are you looking for a partner or just a supplier? And 7, how much time are you realistically willing to wait for results? It's really about setting things up properly first.
Precisely. Spending time thinking through these questions up front, it'll help you pick the right path, the right partner, and seriously boost your chances of actually getting results that matter and last. It's about knowing what you're getting into, really.
So, thinking about those seven questions, what's maybe the one area you feel needs the most thought, the most clarity, before you'd feel confident pushing forward with SEO? Something to maybe chew on after this. And hey, maybe we'll need to dig even deeper into some of these points another time. Thanks for tuning into this deep dive.